Loz and I were just reminiscing about Master O'Reilly and its jockey Vlad Djurik winning the Caulfield Cup in 2007. And as I say, a very good morning to Mitch Menes, Sky Racing's Gold Coast caller. Mitch, morning to you, mate. And we've got a new addition to the Queensland riding ranks, and it is indeed Vlad Djurik.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Hope you're well. It's another good addition to the jockey's room in Brisbane, a 17-time Group 1 winner, as you mentioned, winning that Caulfield Cup on Master O'Reilly. Just recently knocked up 700 winners in Singapore, which is some feat when they only race, they've cut their meetings back to one a week now. So he's been terrific in Singapore. And you'll see this over the coming months that there's a number of expat Aussies or Kiwis or even sort of trainers locally based in Singapore that have been there for some time. And, of course, their racing will cease come October. And Macau's the first one that will finish up racing soon as well. So they're in a position that they've got to find new places to start their careers or, keep their careers going. A few of the Singapore trainers locally based are probably going to head across to Malaysia, and I think they're investing plenty of money in there. But a lot of the Aussies are coming back home, or I know Donald Logan's going back to New Zealand, but Vlad's going to be a welcome addition to the riding ranks. We've seen Damien Thornton be very successful and Robbie Golan, et cetera. So another good rider. And, on his days, he's obviously, a very talented rider to partner 17 Group 1 winners and all those winners in Singapore.
Mm. What about some Queensland horses, Mitch? Any we can look forward to seeing down here in Sydney that possibly good chances of winning or running well in the big autumn carnival races?
I think Uncommon James is slightly the forgotten horse in the Galaxy on Saturday, Loz. He was second in the race last year behind Maria Mia. He was only sort of narrowly beaten in a driving finish, beaten three quarters of a length. You look at his form, he had a winless sort of preparation in the spring, but he was close up behind Imperatriz twice out of those three runs, three lengths off her in third placings to her. He's an Oakley Plate winner, and you're going to get double figures about him. He looked very sharp, as he normally does in his trials. And, providing the barrier draw goes his way this morning, I think he's very much a forgotten horse. You just know what you're going to get with him. He'll run a consistent race, which he has done for a number of preparations at that top level, while, a few of them can be a bit hit and miss. Horses like King's Gambit, you just don't know which one's going to turn up. But he'll go around at double figure odds, and the team, Matt Hoisted and Steve O'Day, are quietly confident that he can run a big race on Saturday. He probably wants it, more to a drier track than winter track. A soft six is probably his pull up range, but depending on what the weather does today. But I think he's there to give the race a shake, particularly if he can draw a gate this morning.
Something at Doomben today, please.
Yeah, there is one too. Quite keen on this filly, Oceans of Energy, lining up in the second race today, number 9 for Matt Dunn. She's been trialling well at Bow Desert and Gold Coast in two hit-outs recently. And her form last preparation, she ran in a couple of really strong races at the back end of last prep, including a Reginald Allen behind Arctic Glamour. And she wasn't too far off Jolie Star, who went on to win the 1,000 guineas after that race. So that's good form. That's better than midweek grade. And as I said, her trials have been good enough to get me in. Plus, also on a soft 7 track, she's had two wins in her career. One was on a soft and one was on a heavy. So the wet track won't pose a problem for her. I think she's a good bet today. Race 2, number 9, Oceans of Energy.
2.9 at Doomben, $2.90 currently with Tab, mate. You have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.